everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Did you know a dairy farmer's day starts before dawn? Dairy farmers work long hours each day to produce wholesome and delicious dairy foods like milk, cheese, and yogurt. They are committed to their land, their cows, and are passionate about farming. After all, it's their way of life. For more information about dairy farming and dairy foods, visit DairyMax.org. Brought to you by the local farm families of Dairy Max.
Did you know millennials often make recipes based on photos their friends share online? Market research conducted by Your Beef Checkoff finds nearly 60% of millennials have tried a recipe they saw posted on social media. And whether they are new to cooking or experienced, they want resources that boost their cooking expertise. While you're managing your cattle operation, Your Checkoff is giving millennials more opportunities to eat beef by sharing recipes and nutrition information. Learn and share more at MyBeefCheckoff.com. Paid for by Your Checkoff dollar.
Cattle futures closed in the red across the board here, and we were sharply lower in the feeder cattle as the August feeders go off the board today. August finished the last trade anyway, was up 10 at 146.75. That was at a discount to yesterday's index, but it won't be until tomorrow's index until we know officially what that August contract settles at. But now September is the front month and is at a pretty big discount to where the August went off. September futures today were down $1.25 at 141.75. That was about 72 off the lows. Live cattle, 32.50 lower here as we had a disappointing cash trade at 115 this week. That was $2 lower than the previous week. And up north, it was 4 to 5 lower. So overall, that market was in response to that cash trade. And then you have the technical side of the futures market here that we went back through the moving averages. For instance, September 50-day was 141.74. Looks like we're going to close right at that level. So right on the 50-day moving average. So this is a critical support level for that. There's a gap below, down around that 136 level in the Septembers, which is, what, $6 or so lower than the current price. Now, live cattle did reach a gap this morning and fill it on the October live cattle, so that could also provide support there.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
The grain trade today was extremely weak here, led lower by the soybeans. We finished on the low, down about 30 cents in November beans as they went through that 996 level that they had been having as support there for 3 or 4 days. The market sort of imploded following that. Of course, all eyes are on that pro farmer crop tour and the yields, which a lot of people are saying aren't really that bearish. For instance, yesterday, Iowa, the average was 187.6 bushels an acre, where the USDA was 197. So that's, 9.4 bushels less than USDA expected. And then Illinois was about 6.5 bushels less than USDA expects at 193.5. So both of those are really big corn states, and kind of surprising here that the grains have sold off. Exports this morning also pretty supportive for beans. The new crop beans were 1.939 million metric tons, where the average guess was 1.1 to 1.3. So really a lot bigger than what was expected, but yet that did not help soybean prices. Corn and wheat were both in the middle of the range. September options expire tomorrow, so some of today's action might be due to the fact that those expire tomorrow. But overall, pro farmers want to wrap up tomorrow and give us a pretty good indication of a hands-on grip of what the crop's going to be. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.